Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now let's face it, being healthy is a lifelong process. It is our birthright, and we need to know how to take care and maintain our health at its highest level possible if we truly want to be happy and live productive lives. And so I'm here each week to share some information to help you do that. And every once in a while, we have the opportunity to interview a other resident expert. And this morning, we have one of the best experts that I could come across in my years of doing healthcare. He's somebody that works on the other end of health. He works on the part that we put food into our body with. And his name is Marcus Giuliano. He's a great chef up at his restaurant in Ellenville, which is called Aroma Time Bistro. And we want to welcome Marcus to the show by saying, welcome, Marcus.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what's the official address of your restaurant?
Sure. So we're in Ellenville. We're on 165 Canal Street, and that's the main strip on Ellenville, Route 52. We're right next to the Chatelaine Theater. If anybody knows Ellenville, the Chatelaine Theater is a professional equity playhouse right next door to us, 90 miles off Broadway, literally. And we're located right next door to them.
Fantastic. And I know you've been there for quite some time. I was involved in the planning aspect, and when you first came up to this area, you were a executive chef in Westchester, weren't you?
I sure was. We moved here from Colorado. I took a job in Westchester County for a couple of years, and then I opened the Roma Time at the end of 2003.
Yeah, and I remember you came up to my office, and you used my office for a period of time as a organic food pantry.
Absolutely.
Pickup site. And you also did classes for a little while where you were teaching people about
cooking. I did. Before I opened the restaurant, my wife and I used to have an organic co-op. And I used to teach classes, any kitchen that I could get into, to teach consumers how to cook healthier and about healthier foods. I took that opportunity.
And when you decided to open your restaurant in Ellenville, you did a lot of legwork and a lot of interviewing and a lot of going around to the local farms and figuring out, you know, who were doing the right things and who weren't doing the right things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. And I still do that to this day. And it's not only is it the local farms, it's more on a global level, too. I like to understand where all of our food comes from and all of our beverages come from. So whether it's the salt that's getting mined out of the Utah Flats or the palm sugar that's getting made from out of Bali, or it's a local farm right around the road, I like to understand as much as I possibly can about the impact to our health and the impact to the environment. There's a direct correlation between healthy food, healthy body, and healthy environment.
Absolutely. It's all part of the ecosystem that we live in, and it's very, very important for us to do everything we can to maintain balance within that gentle, delicate ecosystem. And so I want to say to the listener that Marcus is one of my favorite people. My wife and I try to go to his restaurant as often as we can because we know when we go there that we're getting a great atmosphere, but most importantly, we're getting great natural food. We're getting food that's cooked from scratch, and I know that Marcus has done his homework to make sure that the food that he's serving is properly screened, et cetera. And you used to actually, and I guess you still do, you actually go to the farms and talk to the farmers and get a sense of what they do. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I just took a full day this fall and went to our local beef farm who supplies all of our burger meat and spent the whole day there understanding the whole process of the cattle, of the farm, of the land. You can raise cattle correctly, but if you're raising them on polluted land, you know, what's the use?
Exactly.
So it's sort of like an investigation. It is an investigation to make sure that this food is properly produced. My wife and I took a trip to Italy a year and a half ago, and it was our second trip, and we visited all the vineyards that we buy from. So we met with the families, we spent the nights on the vineyard, and we really wanted to understand how our Italian wine is produced and who's actually supplying it to us. Just 2 weeks ago, I went to Connecticut to one of the truffle importers, truffle being the fungus-like potato tuber mushroom that's a delicacy. We went to the importer, and I watched the process of how truffle oil is made the correct way and how real truffles are used. So whether it's something local or abroad, I want to understand as much as I can. I think I was disappointed years ago when I started visiting farms. First off, I think every chef wants to cook with pure food, and it's a challenge. It's a major challenge. And when I was in Colorado, my wife was pregnant with our daughter, with our first child, and I said, you know, I've screwed my health up so much, but now I'm responsible for somebody else.
Right.
I better get my act together. And that's kind of what forced me into all this health food, gourmet food, healthy gourmet food. And I visited a farm that a potato farmer, and he wouldn't eat his own potatoes. And I said, well, why not? And he goes, because we spray a neurological damaging chemical on the potatoes, and we don't go in the fields for a week after they're sprayed. He goes, in fact, by law, we're not allowed to go in the field. And this is just so the potatoes don't get that brown spot in the middle of that baking potato. Remember those brown spots it used to get? Well, now the chemical solves that. And
that's fascinating.
He explained to me, the farmer, that even if they lose irrigation, they'd rather lose their crop than go in the field. And I said, well, do you eat potatoes? He goes, I love potatoes. I said, well, what potatoes do you eat? He goes, I eat the neighbor down the road who grows organic. So that was a major eye opener. Colorado is a major potato state. They're top 2, 3, 4 always in potatoes and apples. And so it's a major crop there, but it's a commodity.
So you were introduced to what is being done to food that farmers are actually doing in an effort for them to make a living and support their families. And it opened your eyes to understanding more specifically about what is done to our food that the average person wouldn't have any understanding of at all.
And the average person has no understanding of how our food is produced, where it comes from, how chefs buy it, how readily available it is, how it's altered, stabilized. and even crossbred to the fact that, you know, just so it can ship and be picked, and how long ago it was picked.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I have done some traveling in Central America, and we were down in Costa Rica, and we took an hour and a half drive in from the coast into Costa Rica, and we went back past a whole bunch of banana plantations. And I'm looking at them wrapping these bananas that are all green and not fully ripe, and they're picking them then, and then they're going through whatever process that they have to put them in the crates, and then the crates on flatbeds, and then flatbeds to the boats, and then the boats to the States, and then more trucking, right, and et cetera. And by the time it arrives at your local food store, it's like, okay, those things were harvested weeks ago.
Exactly.
Yet they're still green.
Yes.
And they're going to ripen in your kitchen. And we think that we're getting healthy food, and in fact, it's probably not all that healthy. So why did you open Aromatime Bistro?
We opened Aromatime Bistro, my wife and I. First of all, it was hard to work for other bosses. When you're opinionated on food and you don't really believe what you're doing to make a living, there's a conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
I had to go to work every day and cook cheap, inexpensive food that was non-organic with chemicals, but yet I wouldn't eat the food I was cooking. I'd bring my own lunch.
Kind of like the farmer.
It was sending mixed signals to what I was doing, right, and it was conflict of interest. So my wife and I decided to open up Aromatime, and I had been in the restaurant business. I was a chef for years before that. And we wanted to open a restaurant where a vegetarian and a meat eater, a carnivore or an omnivore, could all sit down and have a great meal together. I myself prefer to eat vegetarian. I do eat certain meats here and there. But when I go out, I never eat meats because I just don't know where the food is coming from.
Right.
But when we would go out with friends, it was so hard to take friends to restaurants because they want a big, fat, juicy steak. And my wife and I just want some clean, organic, vegetarian food, maybe ethnic foods, like a good Thai curry or something. So it was hard to have both. And I said to my wife, I said, we need to create a place that both all these people can sit down at a table and have a well thought out meal. Of course, vegetarian meals are easy at a lot of restaurants, but they're always an afterthought, and it's tired. It's a vegetarian. You're tired of getting a bowl of pasta with steamed vegetables,
right,
or a baked potato with some steamed vegetables or grilled vegetables. You want a well-constructed meal, and for a lot of chefs still to this day, vegetarian food is an afterthought.
And I guess what's interesting is the fact that what you just brought to the table, so to speak, before is this potato farmer in Colorado who wasn't able to go out into his field for a certain number of days because of the chemicals they were using. So just because you're vegetarian doesn't mean that you're not being bombarded with the pesticides that they spray on the vegetables. And so that itself brings up particular health concerns if you don't know what you're getting. And just because it's green doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy. And you've done the research to understand that. And you have a YouTube channel that you...
I sure do. I have a very active YouTube channel. I upload a video a day, typically. And that's under Aromatime or under Marcus Giuliano. It goes under both names. If you go to my website, chefonamission.com, the link for the YouTube channel is there.
Fantastic. So chefonamission.com, and then you can check out the YouTube video. And you have what's the number? You have how many videos?
I think I have about 1,300 videos.
1,300 videos, and you get how many views?
About 350,000 to 400,000 views a month.
400,000 views a month. You must be putting out some compelling information. Good for you. I want to say we want to thank Marcus for what he shared with us. We're going to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. And when we get back, we'll get into more understandings of what goes into food and what you don't know and how that could hurt you. But please listen to this commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today I'm pleased to have a guest and a friend of mine. His name is Marcus Giuliano. His restaurant is Aroma Time Bistro, and they're up on Canal, what'd you say?
165 Canal Street in Ellenville.
165 Canal Street in Ellenville. It's a wonderful drive. If you're from the Hudson Valley, you should definitely take that drive. It's well worth the drive.
We're on the scenic byway.
Absolutely.
So it's a nice scenic drive.
So something that you pointed out to me at one point, you're a certified green restaurant.
Yes, we sure are.
How many of those exist in the United States?
You know, there's probably about 500, 600, 700. I'm not sure the exact count right now. Mm-hmm. Some of them are institutional operations, like maybe like IBM might have their kitchen certified, their cafeteria. So businesses certify their business, their staff kitchens or their for their employees. As far as restaurants, there's probably about 500, 600 out there. You can go to dinegreen.com and get a whole directory of them.
And so, but it wasn't an easy certification to acquire, was it?
It's not an easy certification. They do lots and lots of audits. I have to prove what I'm doing. I sign disclaimers so they can go through and basically call any of my distributors at any point and yank a month of my invoices without me even knowing it to make sure they're not buying harmful chemicals, styrofoam. There's a bunch of things. I have to prove that I have aerators on my water, on my sinks, low flow toilets. I have to take pictures. I have to document everything. They talk to the person who picks up my compost to make sure that somebody is picking up my compost and it's going to use. We do about 60 steps in all. And from our homepage of our website, you can actually trace those steps. You just click the Green Certified link there from the Green Restaurant Association. And it's a really in-depth process that basically says I'm doing what I'm claiming. A lot of restaurants, a lot of businesses say, oh, we're green. And they don't have a certification. They're really not doing what they need to be doing. That's called greenwashing. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to avoid that. I wanted to make sure my credentials were intact with what we were doing and reputable. I'm all about reputation and ethics.
And integrity.
And integrity.
Imagine that. Somebody who's integrous in our society today. So why is it hard, would you say, why is it hard to eat healthy in most restaurants?
Restaurants are under extreme pressures of finances. A lot of companies make really inexpensive, cheap food. Lots of chemicals, lots of fillers, preservatives, stabilizers, stretchers. And chefs are always in budget mode. They're always, you know, an executive chef is more like an executive kitchen accountant.
Right.
Always under the crunch, always under the numbers. And the food companies understand that. So they make products that are imitation cheap, that fit the bill. So, of course, some chefs get bonuses based upon this. And other chefs or restaurateurs are just downright greedy and will not care that they're buying something with harmful chemicals and maybe linked to cancer somehow. And they don't care to research it.
Right.
But I just, for me, it's a personal conviction. It's a passion that what I'm eating myself is what I'm giving to our guests. That's how I want to make my money with my personal passion.
Right. And I feel, just from my perspective, having come to your restaurant since it's opened and doing that as often as I can, that you do a fantastic job, both you and your wife. And now your kids are old enough to help out. And so it is really a family operation. Are you a farm-to-table restaurant?
Farm-to-table is such an abused word, and there's really no trademark definition for it officially. A lot of restaurants will have 5-10 ingredients from local farms and call themselves a farm-to-table restaurant, and then turn around and buy slave labor chocolate, slave labor sugar, slave labor seafood from Thailand, or a very unfair labor. I think when you say the word farm to table, you need to encompass all of the ingredients that you purchase. So I like to say that we're farm to table on steroids.
Gotcha.
Natural steroids.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we don't want to confuse those with the unnatural ones. So you also have a food fraud website.
Yes.
What is that about?
It's about, I'm just so upset with what restaurants do to consumers. They will lie to consumers. You go to restaurants and a lot of us know, hey, you should be eating wild salmon. You should be eating grass-fed beef. You should be eating this, this, and this. And restaurants and chefs and restaurant owners know the buzzwords and they're willing to put anything on a menu.
To attract a guest.
To attract a guest or to charge extra money. And it's unethical. It's illegal in a lot of states, and there's fines in certain states for mislabeling, even seafood in Florida. Per infraction, there's thousands of dollars fines. And the problem is nobody's really enforcing all these. So I was upset with a very famous celebrity chef who was misleading people and saying he had grass-fed beef, and he really didn't. And I called the restaurant 8 times, spoke to the manager. And this is a chef that has a national show and really a very high-profile chef. And I called the American Grass-Fed Association. I said, what can we do about this guy? And she goes, you know, we're not here to enforce. We're here to help farmers and support. She goes, put a video up, a YouTube video up, and call him out. And I did that.
Uh-huh.
And he got very, very upset with me. And the video got a lot of views. And next thing I knew, I had a TV producer calling me. And I had an agent that said, hey, get a food fraud website. This is something big. This is something that you can probably eventually have a show. And we've done a couple sizzles on it. And it hasn't really gone anywhere. But in the meantime, it's up there. It teaches you how to, what buzzwords to look for. And I actually call out certain chefs. And I got to tell you, the biggest chefs in the country are guilty of it, as well as a restaurant around the corner.
Well, it ends up being a business model and ends up being about money. And it's more of what it is that we talk about here on this show, which is profits over people. And it's about putting your profits and your business interests ahead of what is good for the people. And that's really what needs to change in this country if we are going to get out of the healthcare crisis that we have. Now, I also want to mention that I heard you just, and I actually saw it last week when I was up at your restaurant. You wrote a book.
I did.
Tell us about that.
It's called 50 Mistakes Business Owners Make. As well as serving clean, green food, I'm very passionate about helping other business owners. And I have a whole website called 50mistakes.com, and I put up lots of videos on there as well. Because we're in Ellenville, I had to try harder in the beginning because it's off the beaten path. And location, location, location is super important. Well, we don't really have a great location because we're off the beaten path.
Right.
So my marketing had to be that much better. My operations skills had to be that much better. Everything from hiring employees, retaining employees, to being able to balance my own personal life had to be that much better. And people often looked at me and said, Marcus, if you can do it in Ellenville and what you've done, you can do it anywhere. And businesses starting asking me for advice and help. And so I just sort of basically wrote this book as a sort of business card / resume. I love helping other businesses. I love public speaking. And I'm just really fascinated about business development.
So you've evolved through the process of opening up your own business and all the trials and tribulations and 50 mistakes at least, right?
You know? 50 mistakes times two or three.
Right.
I think there can be many sequels to that book.
That's, hey, if you create a brand and you're able to continue to roll things out, you know, Disney does it. Why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
But you're doing it with ethical, moral standards in check, not just simply making it about making money kind of thing. And that's one of the things that I love and appreciate about you. You're a chef. You're Chef Marcus Giuliano. Do you cook at your restaurant?
You know, I do a little bit, not as much as I'd like. When you're a chef, when you're an owner of a restaurant, really, my main job is marketing. Mm-hmm. I have to market my business. And a lot of chefs, you see a lot of people that are great bakers, a lot of great chefs, and they open a restaurant, and the next thing you know, a year later, they're gone.
Right.
As a business owner, as a chef owner, it's about managing every aspect, delegating, managing staff. Really, managing staff is key. Mm-hmm. And I don't have much time to cook by the end of the day. I love cooking. I jump into the kitchen. But I really want to see the guests. I like being out on the floor. I like talking to people. I like being able to go wherever I possibly can in the restaurant to make a guest happy.
So your job at the restaurant is to make sure that the customer is satisfied, to answer any questions, to schmooze with them, and to make them feel like, you know what, they're there as a customer, they're really cared for by you and by Jamie and you know, Courtney and it's just a whole family affair.
Yes. If I was locked in the kitchen, I wouldn't be able to travel and go visit farms and do other things. And I wouldn't have enough business because really it's marketing your business. You know all about marketing. It's get people in the door.
Right. So what else does the restaurant offer?
You know, that's a great question. We do so many cool things at the restaurant. I bought a 15-passenger van last year. We now do farm tours, winery tours, brewery tours for birthdays. We do a lot of catering. I bought a 14-foot smoker trailer that we take around, and we do a lot of weddings. We'll cater anywhere. Of course, I do consulting, business consulting, so a lot of people see me through the restaurant and want help with their business. You know, so I try to look at the restaurant and say, what else can we do? We're very successful in selling our macaroons, our chocolate organic macaroons, mm-hmm. which hopefully those will hit some shelves in some stores here in the Hudson Valley this year. So for me, it's about how do you maximize somebody's experience and how do you take their experience to the next level? So, you know, people love our touring business. They love me taking them to a farm, to a winery, because these are farms and wineries and breweries that I do business with.
Right.
So it's a personal touch of that. It's not, a lot of people can hire a limo driver and just head out and have a limo driver drop them off at a winery and come back out, and, you know, half an hour later. But I go in with them. I do the tasting with them. I talk about the wines. I talk about why we support the winery and things like that. So that, for me, that's a lot of fun.
And how many wines or beers or alcoholic libations do you have at your restaurant?
So I like to say I'm one of the best stocked bars in the Hudson Valley, if not the best. 200 wines, over 200 craft beers, over 200 spirits, all independently owned for the most part. I'm a real strickler. There's no big brands. You walk in, you order Absolut, Jack, or Dewars, you're not going to get that. You're going to get something that came from a real distillery, from a real family in a real community, providing real jobs, paying for dance lessons for their daughter, as opposed to a CEO's third vacation home.
There you go. That makes sense. So
we all work hard for our money, and I want to make sure that dollar goes to the proper place.
Correct. And that's, again, that goes back to your morals, your ethics, your business practices, and that's one of the reasons why I love you guys up there, and I refer as many people as I can. You know, part of my job is making sure that people are healthy, and the biggest thing that Mark and I have talked about over the years is you are what you eat, and making sure that you're putting quality food means that you need to have a place that can offer you quality food, and that without a doubt, hands down, is Aroma Time Bistro up in Ellenville. And I really appreciate you. I appreciate you being on the show today, and I want to thank you. I want to thank Jamie. I want to thank Courtney, and I want to thank Justin. You know, for continually doing the stuff that you guys do. It's obvious passion that you have, and I just hope that the listeners will take a ride up to Ellenville and have a wonderful meal. And Marcus, I want to say thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. And if anybody does come up from listening to the show, please be sure you please say Doc Rick sent you and say hello to me.
Absolutely. And so just for the audience who are listening, what's the best phone number to get a hold of your restaurant?
Sure. 845-647-3000.
647-3000. Yes. That's easy to remember. 647-3000. The restaurant is Aroma Time Bistro, 165 Canal Street. It's at the bottom of the hill right next to the theater, so it's impossible to miss. Please take advantage. Take the time. Go up there. Have a healthy meal. Say hello. Say that I sent you. Go meet Jamie and go meet Marcus. And I'm sure their kids are there also helping out. And just take the time to give yourself the opportunity to have a real live, excellent, homegrown, local, everything green meal, because it's well worth the trip, and your body will thank you.
And it's Aroma Time, like the herb, T H Y M E.
Yes, so Aroma, A R O M A T H Y M E Bistro. And Marcus, thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So that's it for this week's show. I appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.